Well, my name is Sven de Langevier. I'm the director of Brussels Shakespeare Society's production of Hamlet. Hamlet is a favorite of mine. It's the first Shakespeare play that I read, and I've never really read another one that I've liked as much since. Theater is something I sort of fell into through Shakespeare. I did direct before for film, but never for theater, and theater sort of came about because I liked Shakespeare so much, and also specifically things that are typical of Shakespeare, which is why it's through Shakespeare that I've come to appreciate the theater. Rehearsals are going really well. We're seeing the play come together. Actors are now able to see the full character arcs in one rehearsal, which is also really nice for them, and I can see the play taking shape. I've cast a female actress as Hamlet. I didn't plan this from the outset. We're being very conscious of gender, but it's not a statement about gender. It's just because she was the actress I found closest to what I wanted for the character. Hamlet's father has just died, and her uncle has married her mother, and then the ghost of her father shows up to say, "Avenge me and kill my brother," and then Hamlet struggles with that throughout the play and how to take revenge. In my interpretation, Claudius is a better king and a better husband than his brother was, although he is still a scheming manipulator, and Hamlet can only see the scheming manipulating side and doesn't actually see that he is a good husband for Gertrude. It starts with Hamlet pretending to be mad to overcompensate for emotions that might give her away, but by the end, so much has happened that the madness actually does seep into the character for real. What I like is that rather than most revenge stories, it's about wanting revenge but not really, and then finding a lot of excuses not to take revenge, because it's a very difficult thing, especially avenge someone with death. We might fantasize about this, and Hamlet fantasizes about this a lot, but actually going through with it is not as easy or maybe even as satisfying as it might appear. Well, the nice thing with Shakespeare is that it can sometimes be a lot more accessible than you think, and there's a lot of things that have become part of our culture. There's a lot of lines that have become idioms. There's a lot of ideas that are very relatable. It's philosophical, but without being pompous, not overly complicated. It speaks to people. We also do our best to make it accessible, and you've always got the bonus point of when you go to see Shakespeare, you can say, "I've seen real art," which I think helps.